Welcome to our discussion of Shavuot and the first fruits. We know that Shavuot in the Torah is not called Shavuot or the Matan Torah Tenu. It's called Shavuot, but another name is Yom HaBikurim. It's the day of first fruits, perhaps. As it says in the Torah elsewhere, in Mishpatim, Reshit Bikurei Matka Betavi Bet Hashem Lokecha, that we're supposed to bring the first of our the fruits of our land to God. Do we actually bring Bikurim on this day? That's a debate. Shin Kubetzes and Bechoros, the Rashi and Sanhedrin on page 11, as to whether, a debate as to whether Bikurim were actually brought on Shavuos. Probably not. Probably the Bikurim were brought starting Shavuos. You're not allowed to bring Bikurim before Shavuos, but we don't actually bring Bikurim on the first on Shavuos. However, in the Beit HaMikdash, the first new wheat that was brought, as opposed to barley, was from the Shtei Alechem, the offering of Shavuos, the two loaves of Chametz bread that brought in Shavuos were the first new wheat that was brought in the Beis HaMikdash. From then on, all the meal offerings were brought from the New Year's produce. And the question is, what's the relationship between what we know and love as Shavuos, the Zman Matan Torah Tenu, the time when we got the Torah, and this Yom HaBikurim, the holiday of the first fruits, or the first produce of the wheat in the Beis HaMikdash? Second question is a question that also the Sfas Emes asks, and that is, because we know in Pirkei Avos it says, you have to prepare yourself, you have to learn all night, you have to study, because it's not inherited. Just because you used to know Torah, or your father knew Torah, or your grandfather knew Torah, doesn't mean that you're going to know the Torah. It's not inherited. You have to learn it. But on the other hand, we say, Morasha Kilad Yaakov, that God gave us the Torah, Morasha, it's an inheritance. So is the Torah inheritance or it's not an inheritance? To answer both these questions, Sfas Emes says, well, let's think about it. Torah is from what we call the Eitz HaChaim. Torah is the proverbial tree of life. It says so in Proverbs. We say it when we put away the Torah. Torah is the proverbial Eitz HaChaim. So Torah is like a fruit. And we know that fruits give forth new fruits every year. So there's seasons. You know, you can say Shechian, you have a cherry, the first time you have a plum or a peach, new season, you can say, oh, it's exciting. There's a new fruit. It's not that every day you have fruits. If you live in a natural world where you don't import things from I don't know, Mexico or Central America or Ecuador, then there's a season for new peaches and there's a season where there are no peaches. And then the peaches come again. So the same thing with Torah. If Torah is like the tree of life, in a tree, there's new fruit every year. So when it comes to Torah, it's not Yerushalach. You can't just say, well, take out my speech from last year and see what it says there last year. I'll give the same speech this year. No, it doesn't work that way. You can't give last year's speech. You got to have a new drusha. You look at the Sfas Emes, what he said in 1900, what he said in 1901, what he said in 1902. Every year, you have a chidush, you have a new idea. And that's what we hope. You have to work on it. You have to work at it. And then you have something new. So there's an idea. When does that happen? And somehow it happens on Shavuos. On Shavuos, we're given that opportunity to say, let's get rid of all the old stuff. I got to say something new. Rabbi Soloveitchik, people would remind him of what he said 25 years ago, 100 years, you know, 50 years ago. He would say, that's very nice what I said 25 years ago. But what do I say today? Every day is a new day, a new challenge to be able to be mechadish, to have a new fruit from that tree, because trees always make new fruit. And that's why the Torah is compared to a fruit and to a tree, because it constantly makes new fruits. And so too on Shavuos, that's our challenge, that we sort of stay up all night if we can, or stay up late, learn during the day if you can, learn as much as you can, so that on Shavuos, we can begin to say to ourselves, do we have any new ideas? Can we freshen it up? And that's what it means, that it's not inherited. We've got to prepare ourselves. You've got to make a tikkun l'el Shavuos. You've got to learn extra on Shavuos to try to come up with something new. That's why it's called Chag HaBikurim. It's called the holiday of the first fruits. And this could be related, says Sfas Emes, also to the idea that this is one of the few sacrifices that was brought from Chametz. The The Shnei Alechem, the special offering of Shavuos, the ritual of Shavuos, waving these two loaves of bread, was actually a chametz stick of bread. Usually the meal offerings in the Beit HaMikdash were not chametz. Certainly the Omer is not chametz. But the Shnei Alechem, the wave breads of Shavuos were chametz. Why chametz? What's chametz? Chametz means that something new developed. It's not just flour and water, and then you bake it and you're done with it, like a piece of matzah. But it's chametz where something new happens. It begins to, the dough begins to rise. So too here, when it comes to our Torah, we hope that it rises, that there's something new in it. You know, they say that we have two lechem, the two breads, because one represents the evil inclination. Or that generally we don't have chametz because it's evil inclination, but somehow in Shavuos, we can overcome the evil inclination. What does that mean? Evil inclination is what gives us children. Evil inclination is what gives us something new idea. We have almost a mischievous sort of a, hey, I have a new idea. And it's that which happens on Shavuos where we say, hey, wait a second. I was taught like this. I learned that. This is what it says. But I have a new idea to go beyond what it says and beyond what was before. We have a responsibility to sort of, to be partners in Torah. I listened the other day to a lecture by Moshe Lichtenstein. He was saying that just like we partner with God to make the world more beautiful, to build beautiful edifices, to build homes and create and invent and discover, so too when it comes to Torah, we have a responsibility to look deeper, to find a deeper meaning in the holiday of Shavuos, and in each page and each verse of the Torah, to find another meaning, to find a meaning that relates to you. That's what Shavuos is all about. It's about connecting to it. Another thought which connects the idea of Bikurim, the first fruits, with the idea of Shavuos being holidays, Man Matan Torah, giving the Torah, is an idea that developed based on something my Mechudin Rabbi Michael Rosenzweig said, and it goes as follows. That there were two britot, two covenantal moments, and we could focus on one or the other. One covenant was at Mount Sinai. And that was an event which, there's nothing like it. We have to always remember that special event, Mount Sinai. Another covenantal moment was entering the land of Israel. And in many ways, Shavuos, as Rabbi Rosenzweig explains, Shavuos is a celebration of the land of Israel. It's a celebration of the first fruits of Israel. It's a celebration of the Shnei Alechem, which has to come from Israel. It means Shavuot Eichem, you have to bring something from the land of Israel. Shavuos is a celebration of the new fruits in the land of Israel. Shavuos is a celebration of Israel. And what is Israel? Israel is a place where the Torah is exemplified. Israel is a place where when you reap in your land, you don't reap everything. You leave the gleanings to the poor, the corner to the poor. That's what it says regarding Shavuos, that there's kindness that's built into the land of Israel. Israel is the kind of place where Ruth showed us what kind of place Israel, Boaz showed us what kind of place Israel is, a place where ethics and the values of the Torah are expressed. So what's the connection between Chag HaShavuos getting the Torah and Chag HaShavuos as an expression of the first fruits? We can't celebrate getting the Torah as the Kli Yakar and other people have pointed out. You know, we don't want to say that, like Mother's Day, one day in the year we focus on our mother. One day a year we want to focus on getting the Torah. Torah says no, there's no day for the Torah. There's no Torah learning day. Every day is a learning day. But you know what you can take with you? You know what part of the covenant you can take with you? And you can have a holiday each year to commemorate that. That's a different covenant, the covenant of the land of Israel. The land of Israel, which in which you express the very this world expression of that lofty Torah, that you can renew every year. And that's the Yom HaBikurim, the every day, every year we lift up all the gifts of the land of Israel, in that symbolized by the bread. We lift it up and we say, thank you, God, for this Torah, which is expressed in the living land of Israel, which is a living, breathing example of how Torah comes to be. You know, for years we longed to go back to Israel, but today when we're in Israel, we can live out some of our values, the value of the importance of life, protecting people from the coronavirus, making sure that nobody dies, saving one soldier, to give up so much just to save one soldier. That value of life, we can express it, we can live it in the land of Israel. We can live the Ahavta L'Rechah Kamocha, where one Jew supports the other. We can live what it means to have a Jewish society. Israel is where the Torah is expressed. Shavuos is that holiday where every year we celebrate the land of Israel. From that day on, people can come to the temple throughout the summer, through Sukkos, and thank God that the land that was given to them, that now, that I've brought the fruit that you gave to me, God, that you've given me this land. And that's the connection. It's a holiday where we don't celebrate the Torah, because that's every day. Every day we get the Torah. But we celebrate its expression in this world. And that's the celebration of the land of Israel. That's what Shavuos is, a celebration of the land of Israel. That's where we read about Megillas Ruth, where Ruth comes to the land of Israel to show everybody this is how it's done. This is how the land of Israel expresses the highest value of Judaism, the value of chesed and kindness. So it's the Yom HaBikurim. It's the holiday of the first fruits. It's also holiday of the giving of the Torah. It goes together. It's a holiday where we have our first new ideas, which were challenged, have a new idea about Torah this year. And it's a holiday where we commemorate that land. We thank God for that land in which we express that Torah, which is given to us once upon a time, and it's given to us every single day. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Limud Congregation discussion of Shavuos. Wish everyone a Chag Sameach. Everyone should have a wonderful, good Yantif and meaningful holiday. Even if you're at home, you can learn, you can rejoice, and you can just celebrate. And the rabbis say that, especially on Shavuos, we got the Torah, which is all about applying the Torah to our lives. We can just celebrate and enjoy the holiday. Thank you.